Good evening and welcome to The Big Fight, a show that is young at 21, the oldest running debate show on Indian news television. I'm Sanket Upadhyay. Well, let's first begin the show by showing you some comments that were made between 2014 and 2021. Let's take a look at them one by one. So comment number one, the Prime Minister in a rally in Bihar, he said, vote bank, communal and caste-based politics have ruined the country. This was his comment then. January 2017, the Parivartan Yatra in Lucknow, the Prime Minister said, let's rise above politics of caste and let's vote for development. May 2019, the election victory speech, the Prime Minister said, people have dealt a blow to parties doing politics in the name of caste. Then in May 2019, during his visit to Varanasi, the Prime Minister said, elections have shown that chemistry defeats caste calculations. And last but not the least, the Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, in a blog written in June 2019, has said, and the title was, Message of the Massive Mandate, A Caste-Neutral India. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's juxtapose this with what has happened on Wednesday in the cabinet reshuffle. So here is a cabinet, Modi 2.0 cabinet, let's put that on screen, where there is a special focus in the cabinet on backward castes. Cabinet has a record 27 other backward caste ministers, 5 cabinet ministers from the other backward caste category. OBC leaders from 15 states have been made ministers. And a total of 19 castes are among the OBCs represented in the cabinet. The total number of people from the SC, ST and OBC community of the 77-member cabinet of Narendra Modi stands at 47. 47. And the government is giving great granular details about all of this with the names of the castes. If you want, I can list them out also. Yadav, Kurmi, Jat, Gujar, Khandayat. This is not my calculation. The government has provided this. Bairagi, Thakur, Koli, Vokaliga, Tulu Gowda, Edua, Lodh, Agri, Vanjari, Nut, Malla, Nishad, Modh, Teli, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. So the big question is, what has changed between 2014, 2017, 2019, and 2021? Is this Modi's Mandal 2.0 cabinet? Is the government and Narendra Modi in particular trying to reinvent his politics? That first he said, let's rise above caste. No caste-based politics. As the Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh said, the message of the massive mandate is caste-neutral India. Well, it doesn't appear that after 7 years of Narendra Modi's rule, he believes in a caste-neutral India. Very rightfully so, he believes in giving representation to all the castes, which should happen. India is a complex country. There are many castes that were left out and they had to be given representation. But the big question is, what were others doing? What were you criticizing all this while? Everybody was doing the same thing. What are you doing differently now, which others were not doing earlier? So has Modi challenged something in the past and then championed the same cause? Let's quickly put this to a discussion. Mr. Badri Narayan is a political analyst and also a social scientist with us. Mahesh Verma is a leader of the Bharatiya Janata Party. He's also with us. Pawan Kheda, spokesperson of the Congress Party. Thank you very much, Mr. Kheda, for joining us. Sudhin Bhadauria, leader of the BSP, Ghanshyam Tiwari, spokesperson of the Samajwadi Party, and Smita Prakash, editor of ANI. Thank you very much for joining us. Let's begin with what we call the first punch, where each of you get 1 minute of time to make your opening comments. We'll begin with you, Mr. Mahesh Verma. Your 1 minute begins now.
देखिए जैसे आपने कहा कि 2019 से लेके अब तक जो प्रधानमंत्री का एक पॉलिटिकल आप उसको भाषण बता रहे हो या आप चुनावी एक स्टंट बता रहे हो, लेकिन 2019 में जो मैंडेट मिला वो उसी बेस पे मिला कि विकासवाद, वर्ग मुक्त, जाति मुक्त, धर्म मुक्त, देश में विकास की गंगा बहे, इसके लिए उन्होंने जो कहा वो उन्होंने कर दिखाया। और जो उन्होंने किया उसका निश्चित रूप से कहीं ना कहीं एक समावेशी स्वरूप भी जो है आपको मंत्रिमंडल में देखने को मिला। जो लोग काम करने वाले हैं, जो पब्लिक, जो जनता के बीच से आए हुए लोग हैं, वो पब्लिक की हितों के बारे में अगर मंत्रिमंडल में रह के सोचें और वो उनकी समझ इस देश के काम आए, तो निश्चित रूप से मैं समझता हूँ कि ये मंत्रिमंडल उस तरह से अगर गठित किया जाए
Sure.
उसका लाभ देश को और देश की जनता को।
वर्मा जी, मैं आऊंगा वापस, एक मिनट का समय खत्म हो गया। पवन खेड़ा जी, बद्री नारायण इज आल्सो विद अस, वेलकम मिस्टर नारायण। पवन खेड़ा, योर वन मिनट।
फैक्ट ऑफ द मैटर इज, संकेत, द प्राइम मिनिस्टर वन द 2014 इलेक्शन राइडिंग एन एंटी इनकम्बेंसी वेव अगेंस्ट यूपीए 2। ही केप्ट टॉकिंग अबाउट वेरियस थिंग्स। 2019 ही got another mandate based on what he said. करने के लिए वोट नहीं मिला, कहने के लिए वोट मिला। अब कहने के लिए वोट तो एक बार मिल जाएगा, दो बार मिल जाएगा, कुछ तो करना पड़ेगा, कर नहीं पा रहे। जो कर पाए हैं वो दिख रहा है क्या हुआ अर्थव्यवस्था के साथ, बेरोजगारी के साथ, जो कोविड में क्या हुआ। Now he has to say something new. What will he do? What will he say? He goes back to what he thinks works best in this country, which is caste. Let him try whatever he has to. At the end of the day, what works is what you deliver. And I'm afraid in terms of delivery, he knows, just as I know it, just as many others on the panel know it, that he has failed miserably. The fact that you remove your HRD, you remove your health minister, social welfare minister, shows that he knows he has failed miserably.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Sudhindra Bhadauria, your 1 minute.
देखिए जब मोदी जी सत्ता में आए तो उन्होंने वादे किए थे, तीन प्रमुख वादे थे उनके। एक वादा था कि वो इस देश से भ्रष्टाचार खत्म करके सारा काला धन वापस लाएंगे और उसको विकास के काम में लगाएंगे। इसके साथ साथ उनका वादा था हर साल 2 करोड़ बेरोजगार लोगों को, नौजवानों को रोजगार देने का। इसके अलावा सबका साथ सबका विकास करते हुए किसानों को उनकी पैदावार का उचित दाम देने का। फिर हमने देखा धीरे धीरे ये सारे मोर्चों पर विफल होते गए और एक नया नाटक, एक नई नौटंकी उन्होंने प्रस्तुत की, वो थी नोटबंदी के जरिए कि अब हम इस नोटबंदी के जरिए सारे के सारे जो इस देश की समस्याओं को ठीक कर देंगे। पर अब जब हम देख रहे हैं 6-7 वर्ष बीत चुके हैं, मोदी जी हर मोर्चे पर विफल हैं, तो एक नया प्रयोग कर रहे हैं। पर ये जो उनकी चुनावी राजनीति की कलाबाजियां हैं, इसको प्रदेश और देश की जनता जान गई है। ये उत्तर प्रदेश के संदर्भ में जो उन्होंने प्रयोग किया है, देश की भी और प्रदेश की जनता जानती है, इसलिए उनको कोई सफलता हासिल नहीं है। पर ये डूबते हुए के लिए तिनका का सहारा है।
ओके ओके, घनश्याम तिवारी।
गुड इवनिंग टू यू संकेत, टू माय फेलो पैनलिस्ट एंड टू एवरीवन ऑफ यू व्यूअर। I'll say 3 things. One, foremost, if the Prime Minister had performed better, he would not need to boot out half of his cabinet, especially the people who were the voice of his cabinet in the media, who had an independent mind. Those voices have been replaced by people who are not as powerful a voice. And as a result, the government will become more and more centralized and will be more and more Modi focused. Second, the fact that Bharatiya Janata Party had to replace important portfolios. One, the economy has tanked. There's always a sword hanging on Nirmala Sitharaman. And then they replace portfolios such as education, skill development, health. Demonstrate that even on the front of welfare, building the new generation of India and providing welfare to people in pandemic, they have failed. And third and finally, that they have to resort to this detailed analysis of caste shows their desperation in Uttar Pradesh, where the Modi Yogi juggernaut has completely failed. The Shamshan Kabristan Brigade is going to be booted out in Uttar Pradesh because they just offered that to Uttar Pradesh, Shamshan and Kabristan.
Okay, Smita Prakash.
Since the question was about caste, I think I will stick to that point.
Yes.
I think the cabinet has a curious caste composition, which is making the BJP's transition from being known as a Brahmin Baniya party, and the party says that that's an erroneous assumption, and it's an erroneous way of categorizing the party. But the fact is that they were known as a Brahmin Baniya party. And now, because of this caste composition, the cabinet at least is going to look more mandalized. That is a non-Yadav OBC, ST, SC party with the Prime Minister heading it as an OBC. Now, they've gone back to that, I think, the Mandal Kamandal formulation which they had earlier. But the Kamandal part was theirs, and the Mandal was given by the leftist parties, you know, with the Lalu and with VP Singh and the others. Now, they have decided that Mandal Kamandal is going to be just theirs. They're going back to their drawing board and picking up algorithms that work for them. But please remember, very important to note, yeah, that it's only the elite and the privileged for whom caste doesn't matter in this country. So for anybody to say that caste doesn't matter, every political party, correct, does social engineering, plays with caste as a tool. By saying that caste should not be there, it's not being realistic.
That is the kind of Camelot we all hope for. Absolutely, absolutely. It is not realistic. But you know, these comments were made by the BJP only. In fact, they said that, see, we have championed this caste-free politics in this country. It was statements by their leaders. Mr. Badri Narayan, your opening comment.
Sanket ji, what I want to say, that what is democracy? Democracy is inclusion of aspirations of various social community. And government, what government is doing in this through this reshuffle, is trying to expand its base of social pyramid. It's widening the social pyramid, including as much as communities, especially most marginal, most OBCs kind of community, non-Yadav, we can say in popular parlance, non-Yadav, non-Jatav in the terms of Uttar Pradesh. But it's all India. It's containing the scenario of all India. And you know, if you see, it's a very detailed kind of social engineering, very micro and detailed social engineering, in which they have the calculations of to giving a space to non-dominant OBCs and non-dominant Dalit community. And that's the problem of reservation also. Reservations, okay. This is the problem, sure, of our reservation. This is the problems of our democracy. And what this government is going to do to respond to these problems,
yeah,
and giving a space to the various communities which have not yet got...
I'm all for representation. Representation. Mahesh Verma, let me quickly come back to you. See, the point is, 3 cheers that the government has realized, or forget realized, has given representation to all castes and communities, right? It's very good, because that's how it should be. But then I hope you realize you're negating your own theory. आप ही थे ना जो 7 साल पहले आपने बोला, these are statements made by BJP leaders, not anyone else, that we have to move beyond caste-based politics. The message of the massive mandate is that we have now reached a caste-neutral India. फिर क्या हुआ? या तो आपकी social, या तो आप social engineering तब कर रहे होते.
एक मिनट.
In seven years later, you have felt the need to mandalize your cabinet.
मैं आपसे ये कहना चाहूंगा कि 1967 में साउथ में जो है ना, जिसको सोशल रेवोल्यूशन कहा गया, सामाजिक क्रांति के नाम पर वहाँ पॉलिटिक्स शुरू हुई. 89 में नॉर्थ इंडिया में मंडल कमीशन आया. ये एक जाति वर्ग में बांटकर जिस तरह से देश को बर्बाद करने की कोशिश की गई, उसका एक तरह से पूरी तरह से खात्मा 2014 में हुआ, जब प्रधानमंत्री मोदी ने विकास बात का नारा.
अभी क्या हुआ?
एक ऐसा मूल मंत्र था जो 2019 में हमारे लिए बीज मंत्र बन के आया और जनता जनार्दन ने उसके ऊपर मुहर.
No, then what is
सवाल उठता है कि आज आप कह रहे हो कि ये मोदी सरकार जो है ओबीसी सरकार है. हम तो आपको धन्यवाद करते हैं कि कम से कम
मिस्टर वर्मा वन मोमेंट मिस्टर वर्मा मिस्टर वर्मा वन मोमेंट
हम ले या ना ले
वेरी स्मार्टली शिफ्टिंग द गोल पोस्ट द पॉइंट इज
आपने जब ये कहा तो लोगों को कहीं रियलाइज भी होगा कि सरकार जो है हम इस तरह के सोच के साथ गठन नहीं करते और आपको एक बात बता दें
उसके बाद वर्मा नो दैट इज नॉट करेक्ट आई वुड वांट टू स्टॉप यू हियर देयर वाज अ स्टेटमेंट फ्रॉम द गवर्नमेंट ऑन सोर्सेस गिविंग आउट ब्रेकअप ऑफ ईच एंड एवरी कास्ट कम्युनिटी सबकास्ट एंड ऑल दैट रिप्रेजेंटेशन इफ यू वॉन्ट आई कैन शेयर इट विद यू एंड द गवर्नमेंट वॉज सेइंग इट विद ग्रेट प्राइड लुक वी आर रिप्रेजेंटिंग एवरीवन व्हिच इज गुड But my question is, why did it take you 7 years to realize that this needs to be done? पहले ही कर लेते।
संकेत जी, जो आप बात कह रहे हैं, उस बात को मैं इस तरह से समझने की कोशिश कर रहा हूँ कि आपकी आपत्ति इस बात पे है कि जो लोग जनता में मैं आपको पहले भी अपनी शुरुआती वक्तव्य में यही बात कही कि जो जनता के साथ जो वर्ग एक जो आप कह रहे हैं कि ओबीसी है जहाँ लोगों का जुड़ाव ज्यादा है लोकतंत्र में क्या है मंत्रिमंडल के गठन करते वक्त मेंबर ऑफ पार्लियामेंट ही आता है वही मिनिस्टर बनता है लेकिन सवाल है कि वो जनता के बीच में जो वर्ग है जो जाति है जो धर्म है जो
मंत्रिमंडल
का गठन होता है और उसी के बेस पे नहीं उसी के आधार पर इस मंत्रिमंडल का
दिस इज एन एक्सट्रीमली सैनिटाइज्ड वे ऑफ लुकिंग एट
समझ में नहीं आ रहा है
द क्वेश्चन दैट आई हैव आस्क्ड
और इस तरह के वक्तव्य क्या सरकार की तरफ से
मिस्टर सुदीन भदौरिया
जा सकता है
मिस्टर भदौरिया ऑफ द बीएसपी
और उसको आप ये कह रहे हैं कि सरकार
नहीं यू कैन नॉट मिस्टर वर्मा देखिए ऐसा है आप भी जानते हैं मैं भी जानता हूं यू कांट डिफेंड दिस इट इज अ फैक्ट
और प्राइड माना है
योर लीडर्स हैव गॉन ऑन रिकॉर्ड
मेक अ पॉइंट हियर मिस्टर भदौरिया इफ यू मे अलाउ मी
मिस्टर भदौरिया
आई अंडरस्टैंड दैट द गवर्नमेंट हैज टू बी अ इंक्लूसिव गवर्नमेंट एंड व्हिच यू आर ट्राइंग एट दिस मोमेंट टू डू सम काइंड ऑफ सिंबलिज्म But the symbolism will not work because of two reasons. On the economic front, you have messed up the entire economy. The GDP is down by 23%. And not only that, you have during the COVID days where you went to the Davos and claimed that you have won over COVID. On the contrary, the cabinet reshuffle proves that on two sectors, health and education, You have really messed up and you have not given anything to the country. On the contrary, you have the education minister going out, you have the health minister going out, and therefore you have proven
that GDP kya raha, education sector
that was being leveled against you, that you have failed the country and the people of this nation. And that is the reason why today, in spite of the fact that you are trying to do these gymnastics in the cabinet reshuffle, nothing is going to work for you. I'm so sorry to say this, but this is the truth and fact of the matter.
But what according to you, Mr. Bhadauria, could have been the reason why the government has done this? That it has done this is a fact.
No, but as I did say that this is a kind of symbolic gesture that they are trying to
symbolic
show
gesture.
That
okay.
they are trying.
Pawan
but
Kheda.
The pyramid.
Okay, Pawan Kheda. I'll come back to you, Mr. Verma. Pawan Kheda, you know, this note that I was talking about, I would like to read this out for the benefit of our viewers also. And I want to repeat this again and again and again before it is construed in a different way. All in this country, everyone needs a representation. And it's good that this has happened. The only question here is that first you oppose this, challenge this caste-based political paradigm. And then now you're all out to champion the very same caste-based paradigm. What has changed in 7 years? That's the only question I'm asking. Mr. Kheda, if I draw your attention to this list, it says, Daliton ki Sarkar, record 12 SC ministers representing various communities like Khatek, Pasi, Kori, Madig, Mahar, Arundhatiyar, Meghwal, Rajbhosi, Matwa, Dhangar, Dusad. Adivasiyon ki Sarkar, it says that 8 ST ministers representing Gond, Santal, Miji, Munda, Kokand, Sonowal, Kachari. Pichdon ki Sarkar, 27 OBC ministers representing communities of Yadav, Kurmi, Jat, Gujar, Khandayat, Bhandari, Bairagi, Thakur, Koli, Vokaliga, and the list goes on and on and on. And then it says Sabki Sarkar, in which there are 29 ministers representing Brahmin, Kshatriya, Baniya, Bhumihar, कायस्थ, लिंगायत, खत्री, कड़वा एंड लेउवा पटेल, मराठा एंड रेड्डी, एंड द लिस्ट गोज ऑन एंड ऑन. इट विल बी टू लॉन्ग, आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू रीड द होल थिंग. द स्ट्रेस इज बींग पुट ऑन द फैक्ट दैट दिस टाइम अराउंड वी हैव डन डिटेल्ड कास्ट एनालिटिक्स एंड रिप्रेजेंटेड एवरी वन. मिस्टर खेड़ा, वर यू नॉट डूइंग द सेम?
देखिए, आई नो हिरेन जोशी's नोट्स आर ह्यूज when he distributes them to editors. I know it must be a large note. The fact of the matter, Sanket, is government came on a slogan of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. At the end of 7 years, every single group is questioning, asking these questions, where is the Sabka Saath, where is the Sabka Vikas? So now they have to go back, as he said, Mahesh ji said, going back to the drawing board, or you said going back to the drawing board. Yes, they are going back to the drawing board and resorting to something which they really think will work. Ghanshyam Tiwari keh rahe ki bhai jo voices thi cabinet ki unko hata diya, maaf kijiyega, ye noises thi, voices nahi thi, ye to shor machane wale log. Now they know that the same formulas can't keep working. Gaat ki handi hai, ek baar chadegi, do baar chadegi, kitni baar chadegi. But having said that, this is an acknowledgement by the Prime Minister, a silent, subtle acknowledgement that the government has failed. Now tell me, Sanket, you witnessed several, Smita has witnessed several reshuffles, for several years, decades. I have witnessed them, all of us have witnessed. Do you see the key ministers being dropped, sectors which were being...
No, so this is not a reshuffle, it's a structural change. Sir, let's be clear, we can't call this reshuffle.
If you drop Harshvardhan, not give him anything else, it's not a structural change. It's a punishment. If you drop HRD minister, it's not a structural change. Sorry, I won't call it. All the social sector ministries have been punished. Why?
No, but then it's the prerogative of the Prime Minister, Mr. Kheda.
Sir, I am not denying that. Of course, it is the prerogative of every Prime Minister. They should reshuffle their cabinet. But when it comes to giving vaccines, thank you, Modi ji. Thank you, Modi ji. Arisa, vaccine ho ya nahi ho, thank you, zarur de do unhe. But when it comes to punishing someone, it is Mr. Harshvardhan who is responsible. Why? Why not the Prime Minister? Bhai, do logon ki sarkar hai. Punishment 22 ko de rahe ho, apne dono ko nahi de rahe. Kyon nahi de rahe? Sarkar to aap chalate the, credit to aap lete the. Har cheez mein poster mein photo to aapki lagti thi.
Mr. Verma's response.
So prerogative hoga aapka.
Since he is the only one defending the government here, Mr. Verma's response. I'll have to be a little biased towards Mr. Verma because he's representing the government's voice. Sure. And each of one of you is going to pile on him. Yeah.
सत्ता स्वार्थ और भ्रष्टाचार, ठीक है ना, इसकी वजह से कोई रिजाइनेशन नहीं हुआ, कोई इस्तीफा नहीं दिया गया. सत्ता कहाँ, सत्ता का संघर्ष कहाँ दिखा? राजस्थान में, जहाँ सचिन पायलट ने इस्तीफा दिया. स्वार्थ कहाँ दिखा? जहाँ सिद्धू जी ने पंजाब में इस्तीफा दिया. महाराष्ट्र में क्या था? भ्रष्टाचार की बलि बेदी चढ़ गए अनिल देशमुख. तो ये बात कांग्रेस जैसे पार्टी से सुनने के बाद कुछ अजीबोगरीब सी बात लगती है कि भाई ये कौन लोग हैं, ये किस तरह की बात कहने वाले लोग हैं. और एक ही तराजू में आप तौल के बात करेंगे, आपके यहाँ अगर इस्तीफा होता है तो उस इस्तीफा के पीछे कोई कारण होता है. हमारे यहाँ इस्तीफा के पीछे ये मंशा नहीं होती है. हमारे यहाँ इस्तीफा के पीछे जो मंशा होती है वो स्पष्ट होती है कि हमें काम करना है, हमें सेवा करनी है, हमारी ये ड्यूटीज है. आप प्रधानमंत्री के अधिकार पे सवाल खड़ा करते हैं, जो संकेत जी ने आपको बीच में टोका, वो इसीलिए टोका कि अब संकेत जी से ये पूछा जाएगा कि फलाने टेलीविजन पे तो इस मुद्दे पे ये सवाल पूछे जा रहे थे, आप ये सवाल क्यों कर रहे हो, तो उस पर भी आप सवाल खड़ा करोगे. तो अब ये जो ये सब चीजें, इस तरह की चीजें जो है ना, जो तर्कों से अलग हो.
No, but Mr. Verma, you know, we are digressing. I want to keep the focus of this program on why was there. See, two things happened. Smita Prakash, two things happened. Initially, I'm sure all of us learned that this cabinet reshuffle will represent the youth of this country. There will be greater women representation. This cabinet will be youthful. Now, at 58, that's, I think, we must come to realize that 58 means political youth. Then we were also told that this is going to be a cabinet that will represent everyone. But eventually, and people will have great educational qualifications, administrative experience and all that. Eventually, the underlying story as far as this cabinet reshuffle has been cast. The big question is, Smita, do you feel that this is going to help?
Help in what way? Because if you mean help politically, that's different. Is it going to help the government in putting forth its policies and programs and make sure that their goal, which is that Antodaya, that's their goal. They're going back to, as I said, their drawing board, which is that the last man in the line has to get benefit. So it really goes to see what their goals are and whether they achieve their goals. Because after all, cabinet is not something that you and I can decide or Mr. Pawan Khera can decide, right? The Prime Minister chooses the cabinet and the Prime Minister only chooses the cabinet. Unlike the previous Prime Minister who had, and I can imagine now people coming in down my throat, but the earlier Prime Minister had other compulsions because there were two centers of power. So even in his two terms, while the second term he could choose, may I please complete, I did not interrupt. So he had, you know, he could not choose. The Prime Minister before that had coalition compulsions, he could not choose. Whereas this Prime Minister has come with absolute majority. So he is choosing his team. Now there is a deliberate in this team. I think 2019 team was really not his team. If you go to see this, this team seems to be his really his team. If he is going to cauterize the cabinet the way he has done, take out 12 people, that means that there was something seriously wrong with the earlier team that he had in 2019. And this is a deliberate morphing of the BJP when it comes to grooming the next generation of its party, next generation of its team. So clearly Mr. Modi has decided that the earlier team that he had is not going to be the one. This social engineering which he's doing, this caste-based engineering,
but it took him
is
7 years,
to be the future of BJP
when it
goes not just
this.
For 2022 state elections, but right up till 2024.
7 years later.
Sorry, I missed you, what you were saying.
7 years later, this realization.
Yes. What I'm trying to say to you is that, you know, they are the ones who have decided that this is going to be their line, that they, what worked for them in 2014 and what worked for them in 2019.
Okay, let me ask you another question,
remember,
and I'll go around
Delhi,
to everyone to ask this
West
question.
Bengal.
Do
so
you
maybe
feel
they have decided that that's not working for
you,
them.
You mentioned something interesting. You said Kamandal and Mandal were equally divided between two different streams of thought. And now the BJP wants to champion both. What could be the reality behind the BJP thinking this way? Is it because Hindutva may not be giving rich political dividends anymore? I mean, we've seen the example of Bengal.
Look, I don't think that the Hindutva thing can ever be, you know, be separated from them. But also remember that UP elections is very important. It's almost, I think, after 17 years or something, Rajnath Singh was the last chief minister of the BJP in Uttar Pradesh. Before that, you had Kalyan Singh. So, and both of them didn't complete. It was a 1.5 year term. They have never had a 5 year term in Uttar Pradesh. Yogi government is the first 5 year term. So they are going to think about the, and if you're talking about UP elections, it has to be permutation of caste and
exactly,
you know, how they work their
exactly
caste
equations. So this whole talk about caste free politics,
if anybody is naive,
is
to
not
think
true.
That they didn't do that in 2017.
Yeah, okay, they, very yeah,
they
very,
did that in 2017 also. It's just that they don't mention it.
Correct, but they mentioned that this is caste free politics in this country. Pawan Khera, would you want to come in? I'll
first
give you
all,
a right to reply.
First of all, Smita, nobody interrupted you. I don't know why you thought somebody was... You were interrupting yourself. Nobody else was interrupting you. So I don't know why you thought somebody was interrupting you. Number two, if you say there were two, there are no centers of power in BJP, well, that's not a very healthy thing. I'm sorry. There is a political party also. A political party needs to guide the government, needs to ensure that the manifesto promises are being fulfilled. That's the rein on the government by a political party. I don't know why you find it undemocratic. In fact, that's the democratic thing to do. So if Mr. Modi and Mr. Amit Shah run the party, what is Mr. Nadda doing? Sarkar bhi Amit Shah aur Modi chalayenge, party bhi Amit Shah aur Modi chalayenge. Nadda ji kya karte hain? Phir hame to iska zara jawab dijiye. Berozgar hain kya? Baki desh ki tarah hain. To is tarah se mat kahiye ki make a virtue out of something. No, don't make a virtue out of something which is not a virtue. Please, a political party represents all groups. represents all social.
No, I think Mr. Kheda, the point that Smita Prakash was making is that while they may have been saying another thing, in reality they were practicing caste throughout.
No.
Caste calculations are a reality.
I am not talking about what she said now. I'm talking about the two power centers
Mr.
that
Kheda,
earlier
I was
existed
talking
no
about
longer
the,
exist.
No, I
and
was talking
to that. That's my right to respond because her veiled attack is always on the opposition.
Yes.
It is never on the ruling party. So let me respond to what she said in terms of an attack on the Congress, on UPA. So I have to respond to that.
Oh, you protest too much,
I need,
Kheda.
I need my... Madam, now you are interrupting me, just as you were interrupting yourself. Now, please don't interrupt me. You are free to interrupt yourself, but don't interrupt me.
Okay, I would like to interrupt the two
your
of you.
Permission.
One moment.
Don't be such a shrinking
no,
violet.
No, whatever I am. Don't have to. We all know, Smita Prakash, what does your journalism stand for? So don't.
No, one moment. No personal attacks. Mr. Kheda, please. That's not
we
the.
We can do without that.
You can have this conversation online, please. We are going
to
digress.
I
want to
Kheda.
I want to host my show.
When you cannot,
ladies and gentlemen,
you
want to host my show.
Party, you have to attack
we will digress.
Let it
we
be
will digress. I have to come in here. One moment. One moment. Okay. I want to come in here. I want to come in here and request for one moment the producers to now introduce Mr. Sanjay Nishad. Please do stay on, ladies and gentlemen. Sanjay Nishad is the president of the Nishad Party in Uttar Pradesh. संजय जी आपका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद. मैं आपसे ये पूछना चाहता हूँ, ये जिस तरीके से कैबिनेट का विस्तार हुआ है, मंत्रिमंडल का विस्तार हुआ है, इसको आप किस तरीके से देखते हैं कि करीब 47 पिछड़े समाज के लोगों को मंत्री बनाना और करीब 29 अगड़ी जो जातियाँ हैं उनके मंत्रियों को बनाना और उसके बाद पहले ये बोलना कि हम तो जात पात से ऊपर उठ चुके हैं, हम तो ये राजनीति ही नहीं करते हैं.
मैं तो इतने कहना चाहता हूं कि भारतीय जनता पार्टी की सरकार है और शीर्ष नेतृत्व में जो फैसले लेते हैं वो उनका विशेषाधिकार है. वो क्या करती हैं, पिछली सरकारों ने कैसी परंपरा डाल रखी है, उसका जवाब इन लोगों को देना है. हम तो केवल यही कहेंगे कि हम तो न पिछड़े में हैं न अनुसूचित में हैं. हम इस देश को आजाद कराने वाले 577 जातियां इस देश में ऐसे रोड पर घूम रही हैं, पॉलिथीन में है, पाइपलाइन में है, जिसको डीनोटिफाइड ट्राइब्स कहते हैं. इनको क्रिमिनल कास्ट घोषित किया था, ये जन्मजात अपराधी हैं. इस देश में उनके ऊपर की एक काला कानून लगाया था स्टीफन नामक सांसद ने कि ये जो है डॉक्टर का बेटा डॉक्टर होता है, इंजीनियर का बेटा इंजीनियर होता है, बदमाश का बेटा बदमाश होता है. ये 578 जातियों ने इस देश को आजाद कराया. संविधान में इनका लिखा हुआ मझवार गांव सोहिया करवार तथा करोड़ कोली सात नामों से राष्ट्रपति ने लिख दिया. 70 साल से इन जातियों को चक्कर लगाना पड़ता हो, किस बात का एससी की बात करें, किस बात का ओबीसी की बात करें. 31 दिसंबर 2016 को ओबीसी की लिस्ट से अखिलेश जी ने निकाल दिया उत्तर प्रदेश में. हमारी ये जातियां न तो एससी में है न ओबीसी में है. मैं तो यही उम्मीद रखता हूं कि आज के दिन में अगर ये लोग कास्ट को देखते हुए ध्यान में रखते हुए, इसीलिए मैंने कहा कि इन जातियों को अगर प्रतिनिधित्व दिया गया है ओबीसी एससी के नाम पर, तो मैं तो यही कहूंगा कि बघेल जी जो है वे पाल गडेरी समाज से आते हैं, लेकिन इनका तो प्रमाण पत्र बनता है. बाकी पाल तो ओबीसी में है ना, उनके मुद्दे हल होने चाहिए. तो आज के दिन में हम यही तो कहे कि अनुप्रिया पटेल के उनके कैबिनेट में आज के दिन में 500 ज्यादा मंत्री जो है एससी के हैं. और
जी हम वापस आएंगे निषाद जी के पास. वी सीम टू बी लूजिंग हिज ऑडियो एंड वीडियो कनेक्शन. बट बद्री नारायण, लेट मी क्विकली कम बैक टू यू. You know, you've heard this discussion and then we digressed also a little. But the point is, let's quickly come back to the point that in India, you cannot carry out a political format without having to go back to the caste equations. And that's exactly what the BJP has done. In a sense, they tried to reinvent politics, but then had to come back to do the same thing.
Sanket, you are very right. Actually, I would like to tell it in Hindi कि सब जो करते हैं वो करते हैं, अगर हमने अच्छे से कर दिया तो शिकायत क्या, सब तो वही करते रहते हैं, हमने उसको और अच्छे से कर दिया. यानी मेरा ये I would like to say that caste is reality of Indian society. You want to include all, but all is abstract of how you will approach to the all through some units. Caste is one unit. Through that, you are entering you are including all. There are other units, gender, youths, various kinds of units, sociological units we have. So caste is one of the units, and through that they are including this community. One very interesting question which you raised, Sanket, that is about the relation between mandalization and Hindutva. And you are saying that there are two different directions. I see this representation is very much linked with the empowerment of this community through two ways. One is giving a space them in the democratic power corridor or power lane, or secondly, empowering them through Hindutva consciousness. You can find many of these communities are very much linked with the Hindutva consciousness. And slowly, slowly, Hindutva movements are growing, expanding in these communities. But what would happen in the future, there are so many communities. Like in Uttar Pradesh, we have 66 Dalit community, and we have only 4 or 5 are visible Dalit community. They got representation, and most of them are not are invisible. So slowly, is aspiration will emerge among them, and they will also ask a space in the power.
Okay.
So it's growing.
This is a very interesting point that you mentioned, Mr. Badrinayan, right at the very beginning of your comment, that you seem to suggest that everybody does it, and the BJP did it in a systematic way. 7 years later, all right, but in a systematic way. Mr. Badoria, would you agree?
No, I would like to contradict him and also give another point of view.
Sure, please.
Which, of course, is an old view about the BJP and the RSS. RSS is the real organization which works, and you know what social background of the entire kind of Politburo the RSS has. They are one caste, one people coming from a particular region, and that is what the RSS is all about. And this is a Mukhota. This word Mukhota was coined none other by the BJP people, that Atalji is a liberal Mukhota, but the real Hindutva is the hardcore. So we have seen that they are working systematically. Now they are also in this cabinet reshuffle. We have seen how they have treated the minorities. So the minorities are not there. In the pyramid, in the power pyramid of the system, there are some people, and they are using this just as a Mukhota, but the real empowerment of these social classes will not take place, as one of the backward caste persons
Mr. Badoria, how will it take place? Either there is representation or there is not. We can debate the fact that 7 years later this has happened. That is my debating
point. How do you represent caste? I would like to say that they are not trying to empower. They are just using this as a Mukhota. The real empowerment would be beginning, if they had supported the Mandal. The BJP opposed the Mandal tooth and nail, including Modi ji was opposed to the Mandal at that point of time when the Mandal was being passed, and Manwar Kashiram, Behen Mayawati ji put pressure on VP Singh and the Mandal was passed.
I have to go to Mr. Verma very quickly. Mr. Verma, you have heard what Mr. Badoria had to say, and then I'll come to Mr. Ghanshyam Tiwari. Mr. Verma, he's saying first you oppose Mandal, and then now you're reimagining it.
संकेत जी, मुझे लगता है कि भदौरिया जी जो जिस पार्टी से संबंध रखते हैं, मुझे लगता है कि आज जो आप सवाल उठा रहे हैं, उस सवाल से कहीं सबसे ज़्यादा परेशान होंगे तो यही होंगे, तिलक तराजू और तलवार, इनको मारो जूते चार, ये कह के इस देश में ये लोग पॉलिटिक्स शुरू किए। अब इनके मुँह से ये बात अच्छी नहीं लगती है कि ये आज इसको जस्टिफाई करने चले हैं, तो मैं तो इसके ऊपर कुछ नहीं कहूँगा, लेकिन एक बात ज़रूर कहूँगा, जो अस्मिता जी ने कही कि हम अंत्योदय के जो सिद्धांत है उससे बिल्कुल बंधे हुए हैं, उसकी प्रतिबद्धता के ऊपर कोई सवाल नहीं खड़ा किया जा सकता है। और वही कारण है कि शोषित वंचित जो हमारे समाज के लोग हैं, जिनको मौका मिलना चाहिए, जिनको अवसर देना चाहिए, जिनकी कनेक्टिविटी एक मास जो है वो कहीं ना कहीं जुड़ा हुआ है इस चीज़ को, ये सोशल इंजीनियरिंग जो है इसको, अगर आप कह रहे हैं कि ये कास्ट पॉलिटिक्स है, ये क्लास पॉलिटिक्स है, तो मैं इसको नहीं मानता। मैं तो ये मानता हूँ कि समाज में कनेक्टिविटी,
आप कैरीड आउट अ ब्राह्मण को कनेक्ट करेंगे, दलित सोशल इंजीनियरिंग, भारतीय जनता पार्टी एट दैट टाइम सेड वी हैव टू राइज अबव कास्ट पॉलिटिक्स, वी हैव टू बिल्ड अ नेशन एंड उत्तर प्रदेश बियॉन्ड कास्ट पॉलिटिक्स एंड कास्ट आइडेंटिटी।
मैं आपकी इस बात से सहमत बिल्कुल नहीं हूँ सर, आपकी इस बात से मैं बिल्कुल सहमत नहीं हूँ। मैं आपसे ये कहना चाह रहा हूँ कि हमारा एक ही काम है कि हम इस देश में वो चीज हर हाल में ले आए जिसको आज तक इस देश में 70 साल से नहीं दिया गया वो था कि समाज के निचले पायदान पे. आप एक चीज बताओ ये किनको मिर्ची लग रही है, अगली क्लास को लग रही है? आप ये सवाल किसके लिए सवाल ये खड़ा कर रहे हो? जो अगड़ी क्लास के जो फॉरवर्ड क्लास के लोग हैं उनको प्रतिनिधित्व क्या सही नहीं मिला 70 साल में जो अब तक होता आता रहा है उस पे सवाल खड़ा किया जा रहा है?
I don't understand what you're saying, Mr. Verma. I am only holding you.
Caste and class
politics. I am only holding you responsible to the comments made by your senior leaders. That is it. If you are trying to say that caste neutral India will come through representation, sir, I can understand.
हमारी चीजों को अगर इंटरप्रिटेशन करना है तो सिर्फ एक चीज पर आप जाओ कि हम समाज के निचले तबके पे जो व्यक्ति है जो वंचित है जिसको अभी तक किसी ने कांग्रेस 50 साल तक ये काम करती रही कि कभी माइनोरिटीज को लेकर चिल्लाती रही, कभी ओबीसी को लेकर चिल्लाती रही, कभी दलित को लेकर चिल्लाती रही, ये सब चीजों का आज कहीं भी आपको दिखाई नहीं देगा.
वेरी क्विकली,
या वो मंत्रिमंडल हो या कहीं भी हमारी बीजेपी की सरकार हो, हम अस्पष्टता के साथ कहना चाह रहे हैं कि हम वो चीज करेंगे जिससे लोग कनेक्ट हो सरकार के साथ.
मिस्टर वर्मा,
सरकार के साथ कनेक्टिविटी कैसे बने ये हमारी प्राथमिकता.
मिस्टर वर्मा, माय ओनली एंड ओनली क्वेश्चन इज व्हाई दिस डिलेड रियलाइजेशन टू गिव और टू डू जस्टिस टू ऑल कास्ट and to have social engineering 7 years into the government. That too by making comments that India should be caste neutral, and that is the message of the 2019 mandate. I am just holding you responsible and also accountable for the comments that were made by your senior leaders. Very quickly, Ghanshyam Tiwari, I want to come to you now. What impact will this have in the upcoming UP elections?
And
Mr. Badri Narayan said, he says that the BJP did this well. Everybody is doing it. They did it well. Do you think it will help them?
Well, contradiction and jumlas are foundation of both Mr. Modi's leadership and their model of governance. And in the first part of the discussion, they are saying that how their representation is the essence of everything. But fact is, failed governance impact the poorest. Jo antodaya hai, uski qatar aap badhate ja rahe hai, more and more people are getting into antodaya. As far as UP politics is concerned, you just have to look at one thing. The way that the day today and yesterday played out in Uttar Pradesh. If BJP and its goons have to pull a woman's sari to win a poll that they have lost, if they have to truly brutalize the entire democracy in Uttar Pradesh, district after district, their images of BJP leaders, their goons holding lathis, holding guns, holding hand grenades, throwing it at people, police giving them support, senior people such as Mata Prasad Pandey, who's a Vidhan Sabha speaker, he was attacked. If this is the response of Bharatiya Janata Party,
no, but then Mr. Ghanshyam Tiwari, it's not like the Samajwadi Party was showering petals. There are also allegations of stone pelting from supporters of the SP also.
Well, the allegations is one thing, there are visuals available, and the biggest thing is that even in the case of Lakhimpur Kheri, where a woman's sari was taken off by BJP, yes, you have not seen reactions from Smriti Irani, you have not seen reactions from the governor who's a woman, UP governor. BJP has more than 300 MLAs, more than 75 MPs.
No, so in the context of caste and the arrangements that have been made now, do you think that this is going to have an impact in the UP elections?
My basic point is whether it is the cabinet reshuffle, whether it is the election commissioner who comes from Uttar Pradesh now, whether it is the street violence on losing the panchayat elections, BJP is desperate to win Uttar Pradesh.
Okay. Pawan Kheda, I want to ask you, do you think that this delayed realization, I mean, there's no denying this fact, this is a delayed realization 7 years into his rule, will give him dividends in Uttar Pradesh and in subsequent elections? And does this mean that Hindutva is something which may not be working or giving those rich dividends as it used to?
Sanket, people of India, people who understand the BJP and the RSS ecosystem, know that all this is just a facade. At the end of the day, it's Nagpur. And Nagpur has its own sociological ecosystem, sociological compulsions, which it cannot break, even if it wants to. For Smita Prakash to say, "Arey, us pichli sarkar mein remote control the, to yahan to Nagpur bhi hai. Buy one, get one free." So, ye wali system is kisi aur sarkar mein nahi, wo BJP mein hi dikhta hai aapko. Jo unelected hain, wah log chalate hain puri desh ko, puri sarkar ko, mera aapka bhavishya tay karte hain. Wo unelected log hain Nagpur wale. So, ye kya kar rahe hain, kya nahi kar rahe hain, kisi ko in par bharosa nahi hai. At the end of the day, they have a very small committed fundamentalist जो तबके के लोग हैं, जो सोच उनकी fundamentalist है, सिर्फ वो इनके लोग हैं, ये उन्हीं को cater करते हैं, बाकी सब
quick right to reply to Smita Prakash since you mentioned her name.
No, because I am only talking to Prakash, people who are supporting this government. तो मैं तो उन्हीं से बात करूंगा ना जो सरकार के सपोर्ट में है. मैं आपसे या बद्री जी से या घनश्याम जी से थोड़ा ही बात करूंगा. मैं महेश जी से और स्मिता जी से बात करूंगा, उसमें क्या गलत कर रहा हूँ.
इसके ऊपर आपको आपत्ति हो रही है.
Oh my God.
इसके ऊपर आपको ये दर्द.
No, one moment. I want to give a quick right to reply to Ms. Smita Prakash. She's been named directly, so that's why. Her right to reply, please.
Can I just reply? पर हमला बोलती हैं.
Ms. Smita Prakash, last comment, please. Yes.
Yeah, I just, I mean, Sanket, enough. Yeah, I mean, I would really like to take on Pawan Khera, but then since you're running short of time, I'm just going to say this, that it may or may not work for the BJP. That is true. But I think the messaging has been that people from the SC, ST, OBC communities have been given this appointment, but the message is that the most marginalized communities should see to it that the members of their communities can aspire for top jobs. This is what was the thought behind reservations in jobs, in government jobs, the reservations which were there in educational institutions. Now you're seeing that happening in the cabinet, in the council of ministers. Whether they deliver that or not, nobody knows, because it's not as if Mayawati was made the chief minister of, Mayawati became the chief minister of Uttar Pradesh and everything was hunky-dory for the Dalit community. Or as anybody, Vokaliga became, so everything is hunky-dory for Vokaligas. That's not the case. But the responsibility for these ministers is not only do they have to deliver on their jobs,
representation
they have to make
is
sure
good,
that
but
they
that's
provide
not the only thing
to the
you've
supported
to deliver
communities that
you've
they
got
represent.
To, you've got to deliver the message. You will have to also deliver to your respective communities. But that question is going to remain. And that question is, as I thank all my guests, thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast. The question remains that first, you challenged this caste-based political paradigm. And 7 years into this rule, into your rule, after having challenged it, you suddenly want to champion the very same thing and better from everyone else. You want to better it. What explains this? What is the logic? We will wait to hear for that logic. Stopping for a short break at this moment, the big fight continues.